A technological revolution in education.
A human being transported from the year 1900 to our time would recognize much of what goes on in today's classrooms, the prevalent lecturing, the emphasis on drill and the materials and activities ranging from the basic reader to the weekly spelling tests. With the possible exception of the church, few institutions have changed as little as those charged with the formal education of the next generation. Contrast this continuity with children's experiences outside the school walls. In modern society, children have access to a range of media that would have seemed like a miracle in an earlier era. The visitor from the past, who would readily recognize today's classroom, would have trouble relating to the out-of-school world of a 10-year-old today. Schools, if not education generally, are inherently conservative institutions. In large measure, I would defend this conservative tendency. But changes in our world are so rapid and so decisive that it'll not be possible for schools to remain as they are, or to simply introduce a few superficial improvements. Indeed, if schools do not change rapidly and radically, they're likely to be replaced by other more flexible institutions. The transforming power of computers. The most important technological event of our time is the rise of the computer. Computers already permeate many aspects of our lives, from transportation and telecommunications to entertainment. Scarcely ignorant of these trends, many schools now have computers and networking capacity. To some extent, these technological accessories have been absorbed into the life of the school, though often they simply deliver the old lessons in a more convenient and efficient format. In the future, however, education will be organized largely around the computer. Computers will permit a degree of individual instruction that in the past was available only to the rich. All students may receive a curriculum tailored to their needs, learning style, pace, and record of success with earlier materials and lessons. Computer technology puts all the information in the world at one's fingers, quite literally. This is both a blessing and a curse. No longer do we have to spend long periods of time hunting down a source or a person. Now, delivery of information is instantaneous. Soon, we will not even have to type in an instruction. We'll be able to simply ask a question out loud, and the computer will print out or speak the answer. Thus, people will achieve instant cultural literacy. Less happily, the Internet has no means of quality control. Anyone can play. Information and disinformation mingle comfortably, and as of yet, there are no reliable ways to distinguish sense from the distorted facts and downright nonsense common on the net. Identifying the true, the beautiful, and the good, and which of these truths, beauties, or goods are worth knowing, constitutes a formidable challenge. It might be said in response that the world has always been filled with misinformation. True enough, but in the past, educational authorities could at least choose their favorite texts. Today's situation, with everyone having instantaneous access to millions of sources, is without precedent. Customizing education. In a change from previous trends, the acquisition of a diploma from certified institutions may become less important. Individuals will be able to educate themselves and exhibit their competence in a simulated setting. Why pay $120,000 to go to law school if one can read law, as in earlier times, and then demonstrate one's repertoire of legal skills via a computer-simulated practical examination? Or learn to fly a plane, or conduct surgery by similar means, for that matter. Much of education in the past was essentially vocational, designed to make sure that individuals could carry out a single job reliably throughout their productive adult years. Nowadays, this assumption is flawed. Few people will remain in the same occupation for their whole lives. Many will move frequently from one position, company, and sector of the economy to another. The explosion of new and rapidly changing roles in the economy makes education much more complicated. Most adult teachers and parents will not have experiences on which they can draw to prepare youngsters for a world in which they can expect to change jobs regularly. In the absence of precedent, adolescents will have to prepare themselves for rapidly changing career paths and life situations. The further effects of technology. While computer-based teaching figures to be the dominant technological influence on education, other innovations will have impacts as well. Medical technologies will permit study of students' brain activity and blood flow as they engage in various kinds of problem-solving or creative activities. Enhanced understanding of the genetic basis of learning is also likely to invade the classroom. It may be possible to determine which youngsters are likely to advance quickly and which ones seem doomed to difficult school experiences. Some authorities will insist that these findings be applied in specific cases, while others will vigorously object to any decisions made on the basis of genetic information. Drugs that claim to improve learning, memory, or enthusiasm will become readily available. Teachers and parents may face moral dilemmas that would in earlier times have been restricted to science fiction. Finally, recent breakthroughs in biology and medicine may change education in the most radical ways. If individuals seek to design offspring through genetic engineering, or to alter the genetic structure of an already existing person, or if it becomes possible to clone humans, then our definitions of what it means to be a human being and to be part of a human society will be changed forever. Conservatism is not necessarily evil. I've noted that education is conservative, and that this conservative tendency is not necessarily an evil. Indeed, with respect to the transmission of values and the teaching of certain subjects, a conservative approach may well be called for. Yet the explosion of knowledge calls for close and fresh attention to the curriculum. New and imaginative approaches will have to be developed if young people are to be prepared for the rapidly changing roles they can expect to assume.